Limbaugh's detractors attribute the losses to a rejection of the show following his controversial comments about the Georgetown law student. For more on this, let's go to Holland Cook, talk radio consultant extraordinaire, media critic, and friend of Ed. Holland, how are you?
Good to talk to you, and I think you put your finger on it a minute ago when you talked about the ratings in the wake of the Sandra Fluke controversy, because as it was unfolding, perversely, he actually had a little ratings spike, and it's kind of like rubbernecking at an accident. You know, it was suddenly drawing attention to the Rush Limbaugh show. But this recent drop is really more a reversion to his typical ratings. And frankly, it's down from where he was a couple of years ago.
Has he ever experienced these kinds of dips in such huge markets collectively?
Most notably when he went to drug rehab for a month during the critical fall ratings period, remember, a few years ago. But other than that, it's really just a matter of gradual erosion until the ratings methodology changed. And hit the buzzer if this gets too nerdy, but for laymen who are listening to your show, what you mentioned a minute ago about the ratings, the way that the ratings are measured started changing a few years ago, where in the big markets, there's an actual meter now that is gauging what people are actually listening to. And this has replaced a diary-shaped ballot that the sample used to get. So in olden times in these markets, it was really kind of a name recognition test. It was a memory test. It was whoever was best known tended to get rounded up. And when these markets one by one went to meters, Limbaugh and some of the other big righties would instantly lose about a third of the audience.
Mm.
What this has caused him to do is more of this 1980s style shock jock stuff, where day after day after day, he's groping for attention and deliberately saying something that he thinks will offend someone, so it gets covered, so more people rubberneck at the accident. But this ratings decline that you were just ticking off a minute ago is more like how traffic picks up after the accident gets cleared up.
His advertisers are still with him.
Hey, the last time you had me on the Ed Show, you remember I was on with Eric Bollard from Media Matters, and
sure,
they had just clocked WABC New York, the biggest Rush Limbaugh station of all. And in 3 days, as this Sandra Fluke gross-out was unfolding, WABC ran 200 public service announcements in the Rush Limbaugh show. That's 200 ads at New York rates they didn't get to sell. And the capper is when the National Heart Association says, take our public service announcement out. You know, he couldn't give it away at that point. And that all adds up. The company that owns Rush Limbaugh's biggest stations, WABC New York, WLS Chicago, WJR Detroit, WMAL Washington, WBAP in Dallas, that company, Cumulus Media, on a call with analysts just last week, their CEO, Lou Dickey, said that the Limbaugh-Sandra Fluke thing cost a couple million dollars each in the first and second quarter this year. So it does add up, notwithstanding the spin that El Rushbo is putting on it. And, you know, you've been in radio a long time. You know that the ratings are important, but they're only the second most important set of numbers. This has hurt measurably.
Will he bounce back? How hard will it be for him to bounce back?
It's hard to imagine he'll ever be as big as when he was good, when he was unquestionably the leader of the vaunted talk radio revolution in the early 90s. It was pretty hot stuff back then. But unfortunately, it's old now. Demographically, you look at his audience, it's old men. Rush himself, by demographic standards, is an old man. And I say that carefully because I'm his age. But advertisers want the 25-54 demographic, and Elvis has left the building. The fallout that he has had on talk radio, I think, has lowered the water level altogether. Just a couple of weeks ago, you had this shock jock in Cleveland who works for the same company, Clear Channel, who made a hateful, homophobic comment on the air that you may have covered and was immediately suspended. What a double standard. You're working for the same company. He gets suspended. He has to apologize. But Rush Limbaugh is too big to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, they just can't mess with him.
You know what happens next? And I predicted this a while ago on the Ed Show. You remember where Rush Limbaugh began? He didn't begin on the big station in every market. But then he got big and upgraded to a lot of stations. He moved up from suburban stations to the big talker in a lot of different markets. Don't be surprised if that starts to wane now. Look at Philadelphia, where he's going to leave the big CBS station in market number 8, big 50,000-watt AM station, and he's going to end up on a station in Camden, New Jersey, flanked by Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity, neither of whom have been on in Philadelphia in a long time. So it's come to that.
Interesting. Holland Cook, talk radio consultant here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show. Limbaugh's lost audience in some major markets. The question is this the way it's going to be? Is he going to be able to bounce back? But what are the stations going to do that have lost a good portion of their audience? 30% of the audience gone, 40% in Seattle, Tacoma. You know, station managers are going to have to make a determination. Okay, can I put somebody else on here, maybe on a local level, that will do just as good and better for the station? Are stations going to be at that point?
They're having those meetings right now, and they're putting a pencil to it. Because not only do you have to pay cash for the Rush Limbaugh show, you also have to give up half the commercials in the show, which is nominal. That's the way a lot of syndicated radio works, although very few shows also ask cash. And now they have compelled the stations to play 3 hours of rerun on the weekend, and it sounds like a rerun. And they've got to clear this morning mouth-off thing in radio's prime time, the wake-up show, morning drive, where most stations make most money, and that eats up or adds another commercial there. So when you put a pencil to it, it is now cheaper to actually have a local host than to have Rush Limbaugh. And again, remember how it started out. Rush Limbaugh used to allow stations to get rid of one local host back when you just had to play the commercials. But now he's a big shot.
Holland Cook, always a pleasure. Great to have you with us. Thank you.
You bet, pal.
Was survivalspeech.com, right? Is that it?
Yes, and we have a special gift for Ed Show listeners only, today only, at survivalspeech.com. That's all I'm saying.
The ins and outs of the radio business. Nobody better than Holland Cook. Great to have you with us, Holland. Thank you.